comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Officials in North Dakota say at least three people were killed overnight in Cass County as severe weather, including reported tornadoes, moved through the area. Tens of millions of people are facing a different kind of severe weather beginning today. That's extreme heat, says ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
We're seeing potential record highs in Minneapolis, St. Louis. By Sunday, it's in Chicago, and then that heat gets into the Northeast. By the time we get into Sunday and Monday, it feels like 108 in D.C., 107 in New York. We haven't hit 100 degrees in New York since 2012.
An Israeli military official says Israel's killed three Iranian generals over the last day and that there is no timeline for fighting, but says, quote, we have goals and we won't stop until we reach them. President Trump disputed U.S. intelligence, saying Iran's not close to completing a nuclear weapon. He'll meet with his national security team this evening. And Kroger announced it will close 60 locations in the next 18 months. This is ABC News. Rhode Island's become the 10th state. Rhode Island may join 11 other states in banning assault weapons after the Democratic State House voted to ban semi-automatic weapons or assault-style rifles. The governor says he plans to sign the bill into law. Law enforcement around the country is warning people to be alert for phone scams. Police in Oakland County, Michigan, are reporting a rise in phone scammers, telling people they did not appear for jury duty and must pay a penalty. Sheriff Michael Bouchard says they're demanding people to show up with thousands of dollars in cash. He says the department will never call to ask for money and that another giveaway.
But the common thread is they're always pushing for immediate action. They want money right away.
Graduation season's coming to a conclusion. One New York high school's doubling down as Sunday's graduation at Long Island's Plainview Old Bethpage High School boasts 15 sets of twins out of nearly 500 graduates. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local, eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
The National Weather Service is calling for a heat advisory for our entire area from noon today until 9 p.m. Sunday. Heat indices could reach 105 during the afternoon and stick around 80 at night. For today, turning windy, hot, and humid with abundant sunshine, a high of 95. Clear and uncomfortably humid tonight with a low just at 76. Sunday, steamy and breezy, lots of sunshine, a high of 95. Monday, partly cloudy, still very humid. We may see a scattered shower or thunderstorm by midday with a high of 92. And Tuesday, off and on showers and storms, not as hot, with a high at 81. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Caroline, tails California. Maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, 'cause she had me. It's Carolina." Didn't need no screen. My
eyes up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yes, yeah. Yeah, I brought her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time I hear that song.
About 3 years ago, that's a Cole Swindell remake of a great song right there, along with Cody Messina. Yeah. 707, we're at 77. Here's Dolly.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Imagine all the people
Of course, John Lennon originally released that song. We'll have a John Lennon tidbit coming up for you in about 10 minutes when we look at this week in entertainment history. It's a time travel journey. We do it every day at 7:20 on Saturdays. It's going to be hot today. There's a heat advisory. Jerry Reed knows all about that.
Big John Talley had a big craft game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La, 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 la.
Us in the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back at his courthouse, and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court? Judge. Oh, judge.
Meyer Oil and LP. Your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Look at me. As helpless as kitten love a tree. I'm walking on a cloud. I can't understand, love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. My own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never knowing my right foot from the left. Stay too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just I wander through this wonderland alone.
missed it. Too much in love.
What's going out to Gillingham today. Jim, thanks for listening in. We appreciate it. Wherever you're joining us today, thanks ever so much. This is Train and Hey Soul Sista.
For a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages, Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmer's Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
We do it each and every week around 7:20 a.m. for your Saturday on WRCO-FM. It's a look at This Week in Entertainment History. Today we start off in 1947, and two members of the Family Ties cast share a birthday. Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter Burney, both born today in 1947. In 1937, the BBC televised coverage of Wimbledon for the first time ever. 1948, the first network telecast of political conventions happened. In 1969, the BBC aired Royal Family for the first time. Remember the song Classical Gas by Mason Williams? Released this week in 1968. The band Blind Faith released their first and only LP in 1969. In 1981, Mark David Chapman pled guilty to killing John Lennon. And in 1990, Billy Joel became the first rock artist to perform at Yankee Stadium. Juliette Lewis also shares a birthday from 1973.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Bosque Bell and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
It's time for your weekend rabbit ears memory, and our television series focuses on the life of Jessica Fletcher, a mystery novel writer and amateur detective who becomes involved in solving murders that take place in the fictional town of Cabot Cove, Maine, and all around the world as she traveled writing books and solving mysteries. It's from the CBS Television Network. It's Murder, She Wrote. Less than 5 minutes, we will have birthdays and anniversaries coming your way. And of course, we like to play this every once in a while. Where in the world is Hank? Well, Hank's in Baraboo. Great big good morning, Henry.
I'm the new.
saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Yes, Hungry Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine in or drive through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning, time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you each and every day by those great folks just down Highway 14 in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, June 21st, 2025. Time to jump on in and see who is celebrating. Here's a birthday wish for Rachel Corey from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Happy anniversary wishes to Cody and Megan Heisel from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. And a birthday wish from St. Mary's School to Cameron Moore. Happy 65th birthday to my husband, Ron Pickle, from your loving wife, Linda. Happy birthday to my granddaughters, Lily Miranda and B. Krulatz. Love always from Grandma Joe. Anniversary wishes going out to Bob and Marilyn Olson from Shirley, Heidi, Shannon, Vinny, Greg, Sarah, Aubrey, Caleb, Chloe, Julie, Kevin, Mia, Maddie, and Orville. Happy birthday wishes to Cameron Moore from Park Street Christian Church. A birthday wish going out to Betty Grimm, also from Park Street. Bob Storms is celebrating today. Hope you have a great day from Steve, Ellen, and the family. Here's an anniversary wish from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, going out to Megan and Cody Heisel. Bob and Marilyn Olson celebrating that anniversary, that wish from the Twin Bluffs fan club. From Mama Ida, it's an anniversary for Nikki and Josh Turner. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Gary Goodconnect, Beatrice Krulatz, Lillian Miranda, Linda Wallace, and then anniversaries for Michael and Barb Meyer, Eric and Michelle Hendricks, Josh and Nikki Turner, and Lyle and Priscilla Williams. The Little Willow Birthday Club, we see a couple of people celebrating, Derek Hackle and Gary Goodconnect. A happy birthday wish to it's an anniversary, to Michael and Barb Meyer from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Bob and Marilyn Olson make this Sacred Heart Parish list today. From Beulah Wesleyan Church, it's an anniversary for Michael and Barb Meyer, and anniversary wishes for Holly and Jason Huffman. Love from Mom and Dad, and Marge and Dennis Dosh from Janet and Arden. Justice Asamoah, Brock Drone, and Joe Peterson all celebrating birthdays. And for good measure, Joe Peterson is celebrating an anniversary with Ray, as well as Ryan and Samantha Rux, Darren and Becky Meese. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Hudson Tukendorf, Cameron Moore, Wyatt Jar, Gary Goodconnect, and Robert Storms celebrating birthdays. And one anniversary, Nikki and Josh Turner. If you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best
best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
Saturday morning, serials, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hit Parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and begging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boatneck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps and he's a real gone cat. Oh, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, a little more on jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas Corks, Roy Rogers' horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes.
Oh yeah.
Do we remember
the Statler Brothers? In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a news update with Joanne Krulatz.
WRCO.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
That news update is 5 minutes away. We will check in with Joanne Krulatz from the newsroom.
She'll get you all the news you need to know at 7:45. Don't forget, there's a heat advisory goes in effect at noon today, runs until 9 p.m. tomorrow. 7:40, we're at 78 on the Worth Floor and Home Thermometer. Here's Shadazy. Your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast, from WRCO-FM.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 7:45 on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Joan Chevrolet, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, a heat advisory goes into effect at noon today. It will stay in effect until 9 p.m. on Sunday. Partly cloudy, breezy, hot and muggy today, 94. 75 tonight, unusually warm and sticky. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and dangerously hot and humid together. Little breezy with a high at 95. Currently following our low of 72, we have sunshine and we're at 79.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV and Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. At the Capitol, budget negotiations between Senate and Assembly Republicans came to a halt on Thursday, with a pair of Republican senators raising objections to the process. On Wednesday, Joint Finance Committee co-chair Republican Representative Mark Bourne remained upbeat. Bourne said Republicans have, quote, had good discussions, end quote, and to hope complete work on the two-year budget by the close of the fiscal year at the end of June. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Wednesday that there have been, quote, recent conversations, end quote, with Democratic Governor Tony Evers' office as Republicans hope to avoid the governor's veto. The outlook had changed by Thursday, with the Joint Finance Committee abruptly canceling a scheduled executive session. Republican Senator Steve Nass and Chris Capango opposed the process between Assembly Republicans and the governor. In a statement, Nass said, quote, there is nothing preventing the Republican majority in the legislature from passing a conservative state budget except for the lack of willingness at the highest levels in the Assembly, end quote. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said in a statement that those talks are, quote, heading in a direction that taxpayers cannot afford, end quote. Joint Finance Committee Democrat Senator Kel DeRoyce said Senate Republican leadership needs to decide whether they want to, quote, kowtow to the most extreme voices in their caucus that are demanding things that nobody in Wisconsin wants, end quote. With a narrow 18-15 majority, Republicans in the chamber would need Democratic votes to pass the budget. Failure to complete a budget by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th would mean current funding levels remain in place, something Nass said he's fine with. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from withholding billions of dollars in transportation funds from states that don't agree to participate in some immigration enforcement actions. 20 states sued after they said Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened to cut off funding to states that refused to comply with President Donald Trump's immigration agenda. U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr. on Thursday barred federal transportation officials from carrying out that threat before the lawsuit is fully resolved. An attorney for the Department of Transportation had argued that the department had the legal discretion to set conditions on states receiving the congressionally appropriated funds. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating Invasive Species Awareness Weekend. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that can harm the economy, environment, and human health. Invasive species impact our parks and natural areas, affecting wildlife habitat and making it difficult to enjoy nature. Two community events will be held in Grant County today. The first will be held from 10 to noon in Platteville, where volunteers will help remove invasive honeysuckle and burdock along the David Canny Roundtree Branch Trail. Participants are asked to meet at the corner of East Mineral Street and Valley Road. All necessary tools, including shovels, will be provided. The second event in Grant County will be from 1:30 to 2:30. A park naturalist will lead an invasive plant identification hike at Wyalusing State Park near Bagley. The hike will explore the impact of invasive species on native ecosystems, offer management tips, and even share foraging and culinary ideas for select plants. Attendees should meet at the observatory parking lot. Both events are free and open to the public. The fourth annual Taste of the Hills at Crosscut Park, sponsored by the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, will be held this evening from 4 to 9. The event will include a variety of food vendors with portions sized so you can sample a variety of flavors. While enjoying your food, Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce President Christy Adsit invites you to bring your lawn chair, relax, and enjoy the music.
Our opening act is Shalene Grunwald. She is from the Prairie du Chien area. I had also spent some time in Nashville. She sings a lot of pop country type music. Is a very good entertainer. And then following her up, we'll have Three Souls. They're a local band. Jeff Behrens is part of that band. They do a lot of 70s and 80s, but we're really looking forward to have them be entertainment for that night.
There is no admission charge to the park. Food vendor tickets are priced at $2 each. That's Taste of the Hills this evening from 4 to 9 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Please, no carry-ins. Replacement of the patient and employee parking lots at the Richland Hospital and Clinics facility in Richland Center begins today and is expected to continue through August 1st. During the project, in order to limit the impact on patients, patient parking will continue to be available in the parking lots closest to the facility. Staff have been asked to find alternate transport means, work remotely, or park along Story Field. Richland Center Free Methodist Church will host a concert of worship featuring two guest musicians Sunday during its morning worship service at 10:30. Tim Ward serves as the pastor of the Free Methodist Church.
The first one, her name is Katie Maples. It was Katie Kennard when I knew her. She's gotten married, has a really special little boy now. And so she's one of them is going to be coming. And the other one is, her name is Allie Crummy, and she's the one from Des Moines. They have composed most of their music themselves. It's kind of easy listening Christian rock. I call it acoustic rock. They do most of it on guitar that they play as well as keyboards. But it's not a heavy rock. It's easy listening. But it's also a lot about what their spiritual walk has been like. Many things that they sing about and write about are experiences that they've gone through in their walk with faith. Some of it is just kind of simple worship through the eyes of a child. Like one of the songs that Katie Maples does is called God of Fireflies. And it's just the idea of the simple worship that a child experiences when they're outside in the damp grass, running barefoot through the grass and the lawn and watching the fireflies light up and just marveling.
Allie Crummy performs a song titled You Won't Abandon Me.
Just kind of this idea that even when we walk away and do things, you know, God is going to be there for us and help us through those.
If you can't make it Sunday morning for worship, a lawn concert will be held at the church Sunday night at 5. All are welcome.
It's kind of exciting to bring this to Richland Center. We're wanting to do this as a community outreach, just not for the church, but just for Jesus and for letting people know that God is love.
Bring your lawn chair Sunday night or come to worship Sunday morning at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church and enjoy the testimony and music of Kathy Maples and Allie Crummy. A love offering will be held at both events for their expenses.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Saturday, June 21st. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel today from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Center with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83 of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held today at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet this morning from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Wauzeka Cemetery. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel. Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish School today from 6 until 8, and again Sunday from 2 until 4 and 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly June 12th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the East Side Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center, died yesterday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israel-Iran war is into its second week, and Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, asked about any potential U.S. involvement, said,
"That would be very unfortunate, and I think that would be very, very dangerous for everybody."
He said Iran is willing to talk, but would not negotiate with the U.S. as Israel continues military strikes. Meanwhile, President Trump's not decided if the U.S. will get involved. He is meeting with national security officials later today. Vice President J.D. Vance traveled to Los Angeles, where a legal fight continues in California over the Trump administration's use of federal troops to protect immigration enforcement officers in the state. The Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained for more than 100 days, has been freed from a federal facility in Louisiana after he was granted bail. He's become a symbol.